Jake Spaulding back with you as we've got the first edition of the Jackson Heights Coaches Show here for the 2025 football season. Joined as always by head coach Caleb Wick. This Jackson Heights Cobra Locker Room Chat is presented by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Well, Coach, a season has gone by, a summer has gone by, and now it's time to get everything rolling for you guys once again. A great year a season ago. Just tell me about how the preparation's been, and we're getting ready to get going with week one.
You know, it was a great summer, and, you know, you led with a great season last year. You know, 10-1, can't take anything away. It was a great season, but I think everybody has a sour taste in their mouth with how it ended, and I don't want to talk about it, hash it out again. I think everybody knows how it ended, but those seniors this year, they really took it upon themselves to get everybody in the weight room, and we had a lot of 90%ers in the weight room, and this last Friday, we had a great jamboree with Mission Valley, Royal Valley, and Osage City, you know, two highly top-end programs in 2A with Royal Valley and Osage City, and then an upcoming program in 1A with Mission Valley. So I think where we are where we want to be right now, you know, going into week one, but there's always room for improvement, and that's what we're striving for each and every practice.
Big-time opportunity here in week one. Before we dive into that matchup, I want to continue here with the Jamboree and the seniors that you talked about that stepped up. This is a program that you have been here for over a decade now. It's been a while that you've been in here, but tell me about how you've seen this program evolve, specifically here in the last 5 years with the buy-in. You talk about the 90%ers in the weight room.
You know, when I first got here, we needed to set a culture, and that culture was all about toughness. That's, you know, we brought in the Wishbone, ran the Wishbone for the first 7-8 years when I got here, and then we hired Coach Plattner as our offensive coordinator, and his offensive mindset, his offensive mind, his offensive prowess has just changed the culture in a good way. You know, we still brought that toughness, but now we're getting way more kids out for football because it's not just that ground and pound, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. We can do multiple formations and get multiple people the ball, so I think that's encouraging for everybody out there. You know, if you want to try playing football, you can come out here, you can play wide receiver, you can play tight end. You don't have to put your hand in the ground each and every play and, you know, get mud stomped each and every play by an offensive lineman or an offensive tackle or defensive lineman or defensive tackle, and it's really, really opened it up for us, and the kids really enjoy it. They're really excited about it. They can watch, you know, the NFL, and they can watch college football on Saturdays and Sundays, and we're implementing the same stuff they're implementing on Saturdays and Sundays, so that gets them excited, and the buy-in has been tremendous. And here in the last couple of years, we've been doing third and fourth grade flag football, third and fourth grade tackle, fifth and sixth grade flag and tackle as well, and we're trying to implement that same system. And that, I think that brings the community together as a whole, and everybody feels part of the team, and not just the high school, but in general, the whole district. So that's definitely on the up and up.
Now tell me about the 90%ers in specific this summer. Why is that important for a program like yours that you've got kids in the weight room and then being those leaders in there so that they can be leaders on the field?
You know, 90%ers, you know, you're there 90% of the time. I think it's missing two or three workouts a summer, and that's one thing where we judge how we vote our captains. You know, you have to be a 90%er to be on the ballot to be a captain, and it's an extension of the football field. You have to be strong. You have to be able to bend. And, you know, on the football field, you have to have that Z in the knee, and I think the weight room is a tremendous asset to us. And, you know, going into the summer, we had some people that needed to make some strides, not just physically but also mentally. And I feel like if you put them in tough spots and tough situations in the weight room, that will get their mental capacity up where, you know, on the practice field or on the game field, they're inept to, you know, strive to be excellent even in tough mental situations, which we try to put them in practice as well. And, you know, this year going into our seniors are, you know, not head and shoulders above everybody else, but they work tremendously hard in the weight room. You know, when you're talking about Drake Melly's putting on 20 pounds, Austin Zeller putting on 20 pounds, Jace Doyle putting on 20 pounds, then you got Anthony DeGalata that I don't know how he has an 8-pack still, but he's 220 pounds with an 8-pack. So you can definitely tell the difference that we made strides in the weight room this summer, and I think it will just go on to the game field.
Talk about the field, a big matchup tomorrow night at home against Riverside. It's not only a Northeast Kansas League battle, it's a big battle for 1A in general. Just tell me about the preparation for this. This is a team, you know, that you've gotten the better of them the past couple of seasons, but they're a team that have been on the up and up themselves, and they've got a very senior-led team as well. Just tell me about the preparation in heading into this game against Riverside.
You know, it's the toughest game because it's the first game of the season, and it's, you know, arguably two top 10 teams in the state in 1A, and they really remind me a little bit of us last year. You know, the year before we went 10-1, we went 8-2, and we brought back a heavy dose of upperclassmen to that. And, you know, they went 7-3 last year, and I think I read they're bringing 11 starters back on the defensive side of the football. So whenever you can do that preseason and everything, you're light years ahead of where you were the previous year. And I know Coach Payton does an amazing job, and they have some great athletes. And, you know, they had three people on the Keisha cover. I saw that today. And, I mean, that's extremely tough to prepare for. And, you know, last year during the game, if you don't recall, it was a 12-7 game in the fourth quarter, and they had the ball at midfield. You know, if they score there, it might be a totally different game. And, you know, they made a couple of mistakes last year that we capitalized on that maybe a senior-laden team this year doesn't make those mistakes. So it's definitely going to be a four-quarter game, and we're looking forward to it. But with that being said, it's not an end-all, break-all game for us. You know, we're going into it just worrying about ourselves still. You know, it's week one. We got seven more weeks of the season before the playoffs start. So it's one of those things, you just got to worry about yourself, just got to execute, and whatever happens, happens.
Big time matchup on paper, and I know that you just mentioned it, that it doesn't make or break your season this first game, but I'm sure you and your boys are ready to just lace it up and get on the field and start hitting somebody that's not wearing the same green and gold, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. In the last two or three years, it's been us in Riverside, you know, 1-3, 1-2 in the league. So I think everybody going into this game knows it's going to be a high-intensity, high-pressure game, playoff atmosphere game, probably a massive crowd. And I know they probably really want this game, like you said, with us getting the better of them the last couple years. And before that, they got the better of us the last couple years. So it's one of those, it's a pretty even series. And I know the kids like each other. I know they talk to each other. I know they've been to a couple camps together during the summer. So it's one of those things. It's maybe a good rivalry that's, you know, coming to fruition.
No doubt. It's a healthy one. It's Riverside at Jackson Heights. You can catch that on the Cobra Channel tomorrow night, as well as on 103.9 KNZA tomorrow night. Kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock at Dave Henry Field at Jackson Heights. Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking some time this week. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Head Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Again, the Cobra Locker Room Chats right here on 103.9 KNZA, presented by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop.